From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Sacramento County's homeless population is once again on the rise. That's according to the region's point-in-time count released yesterday. The county is now home to nearly 7,500 unhoused residents. That's about 800 more than 2 years ago, and a 13% increase. The jump comes despite hundreds of millions of dollars spent region-wide in recent years to address Sacramento's homeless crisis. To be fair, the numbers are lower than a few years back when the region saw a dramatic 67% spike and a record-setting 9,300 unhoused residents just a couple years after the pandemic. But why does the region still have thousands on the streets and thousands more in shelters? What do these numbers mean, and what are local officials saying about them? I'm joined now by CAP Radio reporters Riley Palmer and Ruth Finch, both of whom have been covering this topic for us. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Riley, you and Ruth both observed this year's point-in-time count. You went out and on a cold night in January to see how this was done. Remind us, what is a point-in-time count, and how does it work?
Yeah, of course. So in my reporting career, actually, this is the third point-in-time count that I've observed. But basically, a point-in-time count is the term for when cities and counties across the country organize on a given night in the last 10 days of January to go out either really early in the morning. In the past, I've gone out with smaller cities like Napa at like 5 in the morning or later in the evening when it's dark to survey people living on the streets. The idea is to get a snapshot of what homelessness is like in the winter, because those who are usually chronically homeless tend to be the people most vulnerable and out on the street when it's cold. The count in Sacramento is organized by Sacramento Steps Forward, and this year it took place on January 26th and 27th. Basically, what happens is people in the community volunteer their time to go out in certain regions of town. They find unhoused residents and ask them survey questions if they're willing. These questions include things like, where are you sleeping tonight? Is this the first time you've been homeless? And what are two things Sacramento could do better to help people who are homeless? The count also doesn't just happen in Sacramento. It's federally mandated by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. And municipalities all across the country are responsible for collecting the data at least every 2 years, which is then used by state and federal governments to figure out how much funding each place gets to address homelessness. The count happens in January, but the data is usually available in the summer.
Okay, so that gives us a picture of sort of how this all works. But why do we do it in the first place? Why are the results important?
Right. So for decades, I think we all know that homelessness has been a consistent concern across the country, and particularly in California and Sacramento. The state and the region is in a housing crisis, and there just isn't enough affordable housing or services for those who need help getting back on their feet or from even preventing people on the brink of falling into homelessness. Cities and counties need money to build more housing and to fund services. So the PIC count is a key player in who gets what from other levels of government. Even though it is a snapshot, it provides a window that does help policymakers understand the needs of certain regions and communities.
Ruth, I want to bring you into the conversation. Give us some perspective on the Sacramento region's homeless population. It set a record not too long ago. Tell us about that so we know where the region's been.
So, like you mentioned, homelessness soared in 2022. According to the 2022 count, it reached a record high for the region of 9,278 people, the majority of which were unsheltered. And in fact, that has been the case in Sacramento since 2017. The majority of its unhoused populations are unsheltered.
Yeah, and that was a really difficult time. Just a few years back, the encampments were extremely visible all over Sacramento, downtown Sacramento especially. But based on the numbers, things did get a bit better a couple years later in 2024. Ruth, what did the results show that year?
So in 2024, there was a dramatic decrease in the count. According to the results, the number of unhoused people in the Sacramento area dropped by nearly 3,000 in just 2 years. However, a lot of people criticize the results of that count. We spoke with Sharon Jones in January about 2024's PIC count, which she volunteered for. She also is an advocate for unhoused people and helped found Camp Resolution, which was an unhoused encampment turned transitional housing facility until it was closed by the city in 2024.
2 years ago when they did PID count, they had swept everybody beforehand, and the weather for the area that we had, we only came across like 8 people for the whole thing. because our major point last time was the island, which 200 to 300 people lived on. But it was underwater, so there was nobody there.
Right.
So between the sweeps and the weather, the pit count was way off last year.
And at the time the results came out, Sacramento Steps Forward defended their methodology, saying they conducted it the same way they had in 2022, only standardizing their geographic units. Essentially, they switched to using census tracts so the data could be more easily compared to other standardized sources, but they said that they didn't really change their methodology outside of that.
Yeah, these counts have been questioned for a long time, and the general sense is that they provide an undercount. It's really hard to get out there and really survey every single person who's without permanent housing. But this year, did the organizers, Ruth, did they do anything different to try to improve trust or accuracy in this survey and its results?
So we spoke with Trent Simmons, the chief implementations officer at Sacramento Steps Forward. He oversees their data collection and analysis. And he said that just like from 2022 to 2024, that there wasn't a huge change in their methodology. There was not a huge change from 2024 at all.
And then between 2024 and 2026, the methodology stayed exactly the same between as far as what we're using for the sampling. The only difference is that we have more volunteers. There's better logistics, but that's not really a methodology change.
Okay, Ruth, so let's dive into this year's findings. What are the top line findings that you looked at?
So, of course, there was the 13% increase from last year's count that we talked about. There's also a spike in unsheltered populations in some of the more suburban parts of Sacramento. Particularly, Rancho Cordova's count spiked by more than 3 times, and Citrus Heights increased by 1.5 times. However, a spokesperson for the city of Rancho Cordova called the results of this year's count into question, saying it didn't match their own statistics. Also, the majority of this year's increase was an increase in sheltered populations, and the unsheltered population in Sacramento City dropped. According to the count on the last week in January of this year, it seems a lot of the unsheltered population has shifted either outside of Sacramento City and into its shelters.
Okay, so then what did city and county leaders have to say about these findings?
Well, we spoke with Rosario Rodriguez, the representative for District 4 of Sacramento County. She said that while she didn't have any data for or explanation for the shift to Sacramento County, she wants more affordable housing.
The problem is we don't have enough funding to be able to help developers create more affordable housing. And so we just came back from Cap to Cap, and that was one of the things is we need more funding to be able to provide the developers the gap funding that they need to be able to create it.
We also spoke with Mayor McCarty about the results. He said that it's a bit of a mixed bag for him.
Is there way too many people who are still languishing on the streets of Sacramento, unsheltered, and, you know, frankly, people die on the streets, you know, in an alarming number, especially people that are seniors. You know, the positive is that the unsheltered number went down in the city of Sacramento.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Cap Radio reporters Ruth Finch and Riley Palmer about new data showing an increase in Sacramento County's homeless population. So, Riley, we just heard from Sacramento Mayor McCarty. We'll talk a little bit about his comments. He was sort of talking a little bit about unsheltered homelessness, meaning people living on the street, on riverbanks, cars, RVs. Of course, the most visible part of homelessness. It went down quite a bit in the city of Sacramento. What do city leaders attribute this to?
Right. Well, if we first look at the data, unsheltered homelessness in Sacramento went down in the city by around 20%, which breaks down to about 600 people. It should be noted, though, that Sacramento, the city of Sacramento, still by and large has the most unsheltered homeless people in the region, with about 60% of the total, which averages out to 2,500 people. At the press conference yesterday that Ruth and I went to, Mayor Kevin McCarty said there's still work to be done, though the efforts that the city have been making, he believes, are helping.
That this point in time count shows that through our hard work at the city, which certainly precedes me as mayor, we have expanded bed capacity and all of these venues that I mentioned earlier. And because of that, more people are off of the streets and into beds or shelter. And through our street to housing programs, we've connected more people to services to allow them to transition to a brighter future. But the downside is this. Countywide, we're in this together. Too many people remain homeless. The numbers countywide have gone up. And we have more people in beds and shelters indoors. But the flip side, is we don't have enough places to help people graduate, throughput.
Okay, so Riley, what role could you find that stepped up enforcement on homeless encampments played in this decrease, at least the decrease in unsheltered homelessness in city limits?
Right. So that's definitely a conversation that is starting to emerge after the data has come out. To back up a second and look at the bigger picture surrounding homelessness and enforcement, over the last couple years, enforcement around encampment sweeps and no camping ordinances have strengthened across the country because of a Supreme Court case called Grants Pass versus Johnson, which essentially outlawed camping in public spaces in June of 2024. Though it was a very controversial decision. It gave cities and counties across the country a guiding rule that they could sweep homeless camps out of public places, and many advocates point to the ruling as a way to criminalize homelessness. This change happened after the 2024 Pitt count, which was the last one up until this one, as we've mentioned. One interesting data point from this Pitt count is while the numbers of unsheltered homelessness decreased in Sacramento, as Ruth did allude to, it sharply increased in other places. Rancho Cordova saw a 300% increase, which shakes out to 158 people, and the unincorporated part of the county, saw an 100% increase with around 579 people. In terms of this Pitt count, officials can't really say, and they're not exactly sure, if enforcement has played into the lower numbers. I asked Mayor McCarty if he believes that this factored into a lower count within the city this year.
I don't know about that, in large part because the city of Sacramento has been criticized for not having enough enforcement. And I would say those other jurisdictions for years have been a bit stronger on enforcing no camping rules. So I'm not sure if that's the issue. I think it's more of the issue that, you know, poverty and homelessness has no boundaries. It's in the city of Sacramento and Elk Grove, the unincorporated area. And it just shows that we're all in this together.
Okay, so staying on this topic about the rapid rise in places like Rancho Cordova, Citrus Heights, of unsheltered homelessness, why do organizers of the count think those communities saw such a spike?
Yeah, Ruth and I did ask about that, and the people who run the Pitt count aren't totally sure, in part because that's not something included in their survey data. What they have said is that the survey was more comprehensive than the one in 2024. Here is Sacramento Steps Forward's Trent Simmons explaining that.
We deployed 203 teams with about 800 trained volunteers across two nights. That was about a 30% increase in volunteers compared to 2024. Teams covered over 200 census tracts across Sacramento County, including urban, suburban, rural, river corridor, and hard-to-reach areas. We also conducted approximately 1,200 surveys, nearly twice as many as in 2024. That matters because the quality of the count depends on both the coverage and survey participation. This year's effort gives us stronger insight into both the number of people experiencing homelessness and the conditions they are experiencing.
So it seems like there were quite a few more resources put into this count this year. Riley, just staying on again on the topic of Rancho Cordova, I know we talked about it a little bit earlier, but we did get a response from a city official about the increase. Can you give us a little more detail on what they told us?
Sure. Yeah. So I reached out to the city of Rancho Cordova yesterday after the data was released, and a spokesperson with the city said that they do believe this year's count is an anomaly, and it doesn't align with the data that their homeless navigators collect on a daily basis. And with that said, I did follow up and I asked if this data will inform their approach to homeless services. And they said in a statement that they take all data into account when it comes to thinking about homeless services. I reached out to Citrus Heights, who also had an increase, and they have yet to get back to me. The county did get back to me when I asked about it. And they said that they're not willing to speculate as to why there were increases in their area, but they're proud that the amount of homeless residents in shelters has gone up. They acknowledge, quote, that more collaboration needs to be done, and, quote, they need to continue the great work that is already happening.
You know, we have a couple more minutes left in this segment. I want to sort of talk a little bit about homeless advocacy groups. What are they saying about this year's count?
Sure. So I was able to speak with Executive Director of Loaves and Fishes, Angela Hassel, yesterday to get her perspective on the numbers. And she said that this count is more in line with what her organization sees on a daily basis than the previous one.
I think the dramatic decrease from 2022 to 24 was really shocking. And from the service provider perspective, it did not fit with what we experienced in terms of the people we serve in that same time frame. We did not see such a dramatic decrease in the need for our services. So the fact that it's going that from 2024 to 2026, it is trending up again is more realistic to me than another downward trend would have been.
Hassel and I also discussed the role enforcement plays on the new geographic makeup of where homeless people in the county are going. And she says it's a factor that can't be ignored.
I think one of the things that is influencing a lot of that are kind of some of the things that are being enforced since the Grants Pass Supreme Court decision that allowed cities and municipalities to enforce no camping ordinances and sidewalk ordinances and critical infrastructure things, things that we have on the books in the city and the county of Sacramento that allows for larger encampments to continuously get swept. It happens over and over and over again, and that pushes folks out of areas where they might have been before and into some of the further reaching areas like the county or Rancho Cordova or some of those places. And it kind of keeps people on the move, too. It doesn't really allow them to have much security and stability of place.
Ruth, back to you for a moment. You dove deep into some of the data in this report. What are some of the other big findings that stood out to you?
Well, to me, the biggest things that stood out was kind of what stayed the same. In 2019, they started asking unhoused people what the city of Sacramento could be better doing to address their circumstances. The most popular answer every single count has been more affordable housing. Rodriguez and McCarty agreed, said that there needs to be more affordable housing in Sacramento as well. Also, every year since the pandemic, there has been an increase in the number of volunteers for the pink count. More and more people are interested in helping solve this problem.
And finally, Ruth, what comes next?
Well, like we talked about, the numbers help inform the amount of federal funding Sacramento gets to help address homelessness. So Sacramento may see an increase in funding. Also, while housing and urban development only requires these counts to be done once every 2 years, they'll now be conducted annually so that Sacramento Steps Forward can track homelessness better. While there had been talks among city council members about closing homeless shelters to address the city's budget deficit, the mayor confirmed that the shelters wouldn't be closing yesterday. So I guess we'll have to see.
Ruth and Riley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That was Cap Radio's communities reporter Ruth Finch and local government reporter Riley Palmer talking about new data showing an increase in Sacramento County's homeless population. Up next, the DMV has collected millions of dollars over the last decade from auctioning off cars, but hasn't been telling owners that money is theirs. We'll learn more about this legal loophole and how state lawmakers are trying to close it. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Chris Nichols.